we are talking about Your One Word, the powerful secret to creating a business and life that matters by Evan Carmichael, with a special appearance from Evan himself at the end. Now, why do you go to work every day? If your first thought was to make money, then I'm going to assume you're among the 70% of Americans who are miserable at work. Ironically, it's not those driven by money, but rather those driven by a clear purpose that end up experiencing high degrees of success and ultimately wealth. But don't take it from me. Billionaire Richard Branson said, "Never go into business purely to make money. If that's the sole motive, you're better off doing nothing." And multimillionaire Jennifer Lopez professed, "If you focus on the money, you're not going to get anywhere. You can want to be successful, but at the end of the day, if money is your motivation, if that's how shallow your outlook is on life, then you're going to be such an empty person because there's nothing driving you from the inside." So are you ready to discover what is driving you from the inside? Thankfully, Evan believes it's surprisingly simple. There is just one word that will make you and your business come alive. Your one word isn't a catchy slogan or a New Year's resolution. No, it is far more powerful than that. It will become the underlying current in every marketing piece you create, every employee that you shape, and every single choice that you make. It is what you and your business stand for. It is the guiding light that will lead you towards success and fulfillment. So to find your one word, you must start brainstorming. What makes you happy? Sharon Gaylor, the founder of the $500,000 Toronto Dance Salsa Company, realized being a skilled dancer wasn't what created her happiness. It was dancing in a supportive, loving environment. So her one word that led to her success became family. You can also find your one word by thinking about what you hate. Martin Luther King hated inequality and discrimination, so his one word that led to a historical and necessary movement was equality. Now pause and ask yourself, if your clients could only use one word to describe their experience with you, what would you want that word to be? For my real estate business, my one word is partner. Everything I do demonstrates to my clients that I am committed and invested in getting what is best for them, because what is best for them is best for me, their lifelong partner in real estate. Now, if you have trouble determining your one word, don't worry about it. Just go to valuable.net and download the actualization worksheet I created specifically designed to help you discover your one word. Now, how about three tips to get your one word working for you? The first is to assign meaning to your one word by creating a three-sentence credo. Evan's one word is believe, and his credo is believe that what you're doing is right and be passionate about it, believe that you can achieve it, have confidence in yourself, believe that it will happen, have the conviction to follow through. Evan pens, when you stand for something powerful, something that means something to you, something that other people can easily understand, people will share it and rally behind you. So make sure your clients know your story, your credo, and what you stand for so they can rally and stand behind you too. Now, tip two is to use core selling. There are three main ways of selling. Feature selling. These shoes are lightweight and designed to provide maximum support. Benefit selling. Jump higher, run faster, and longer with our shoes. But see, core selling is about values and the feeling your product or service creates. Nike commercials don't sell shoes, they sell a feeling. When you put on Nike shoes, you feel connected with the best athletes of all time, and like the very shoes on your feet will lead you down the path to excellence. So stop focusing on the features and benefits of your product or service, and remember, marketing is about sharing your core values with your clients in a way that leaves them with a positive emotional imprint. Now, tip three is to have the right mindset and mentors. See, Evan's one word believe is so powerful because without the right mindset and belief in yourself, you will never succeed. Children don't learn to walk because it's easy. They struggle, fall, get hurt, fail many times, but they never doubt themselves and their desire to walk only grows stronger. They are surrounded by walking mentors, and so they never believe for one moment that it's outside of the realm of possibility. When you start to struggle and your belief starts to fade, turn your eyes towards all those who struggled before you, all those who fell and got back up, and know that many things can and will knock you down. But there is only one thing that can keep you down, and that is yourself. So next time you start to feel down, look to aspirational mentors like Oprah, Tony Robbins, Steve Jobs, and many, many others to keep yourself motivated and the belief in yourself strong. Now, normally I end with a quote by the author, but today we have the great pleasure of Evan himself here to tell you about why he wrote his book.
I wrote this book because 80% of startups fail, because chances are you've had moments when you've cried your guts out over your company, because you've told yourself or your business partner that you quit, because you've doubted yourself and felt like you should be doing way better, making way more money, and having a way bigger impact on the world, just like I did. Every time I meet entrepreneurs who are struggling to get their businesses to where they want to be, I think back to that night at my parents' house where my dream fell apart, where I couldn't understand how I could be pouring my heart into this idea and not be getting any momentum, where I felt completely lost, hopeless, and worthless. I don't want you to go through that. My personal goal is to help 1 billion entrepreneurs, and my hope is that even if I never get the opportunity to meet you in person, this book will help give you the momentum, guidance, and confidence you need to build a business and life you can be proud of. Thanks again, Katie. Super appreciate it. Good luck with the video, and I can't wait to see it.
Thank you, Evan, for writing this amazing book. There is so much more to it that I didn't get to cover. So if you want to learn how to apply your one word to your business name, your logo, hiring and firing process, your work environment, policies, project management, and on and on and on, you will want to pick up a copy of Your One Word today. Now, remember to subscribe to Valuable's YouTube channel and go to valuable.net for more book summaries and the actualization worksheet, which will help you find your one word. Thank you for joining me, and as always, you make it a great day.